Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wes Durham joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He was there. And again, he was a busy boy because he had to fly back from Tally after watching that debacle. More on that later. Wes, what did you think? I mean, Pitts, and we asked Coach about him absorbing the playbook. He said that wasn't the case. And I think fans expect him to be a bigger option in the red zone for this team.
Well, obviously, right out of the gate, you hope that you got some packages for him. And when he wasn't on the field, it was certainly noticeable. But at the same time, too, you know, we're looking for a lot of things to come together, right? I mean, against a group that had a little momentum in Philadelphia. I thought their offensive line would play well after getting so banged up last year, and Philly certainly did. But, you know, Atlanta's got, I mean, you know, it's the same chorus, different verse, right? We got to get touchdowns in the red zone. We can't kick field goals. And it's hard to say how different that ball game would have been, especially in the second half. But at the same time, too, we certainly understand that I think this team is still taking some steps of understanding kind of the entire process at this point. Now, the problem with that is that you missed an opportunity on Sunday, and now you're going to a place where, you know, we haven't – I don't think in doing some notes this week, Carl and Mike, I don't think we've seen a team return as much power from a Super Bowl championship
right.
as Tampa has. And they played like it the other night, despite the fact those guys played about 5 hours of football because they threw over 100 combined passes.
It's Wes Durham, guys, voice of our Atlanta Falcons, here on Dukes and Bell. And we will certainly dive into what your thoughts are about Tampa, but I want to stay focused on our team and talk about,
sure.
you know, our offensive line and what you saw. And I asked Arthur Smith, you know, does he feel like these things can be corrected? Wes, I've been saying I feel like a lot of the things we saw can be corrected. Now, talent is talent, but the dumb mistakes hurt us. What did you see with the O-line?
Well, I think that's one of the things. Number one, I think what's coachable and what's not, right? I mean, the things you can't tolerate, regardless of where you are in this program, Carl, is you can't do the unforced stuff. You can't have the self-inflicted stuff. You know, the piece with, you know, Eric Harris shoving the guy out of bounds. You know,
right.
that's a penalty you don't need to take. I mean, things like that, false starts, things of those natures. The stuff that, you know, to hold your water stuff like Arch was talking about with Mayfield a couple different times. Those are the things you can overcome. The coachable pieces, that's going to happen with this group. There's just too many things coming together here in the process for it not to happen. So I think we have to understand what's fixable and what's not fixable, what's disciplined and what is something you only gain from experience. What Jalen Mayfield went through the other day happens to, you know, several players in the National Football League the opening weekend of the season. I mean, as good a level as he played at the University of Michigan, you realize you're not at Michigan anymore, right? So you've got to be able just to stick to details, understand the focus level, that kind of thing. The other piece is you got to get schemes right, and you got to find the right guys for schemes. And I think that's a big part of the evaluation process that probably Coach Smith and his staff went through on Monday looking at the tape.
It is Wes Durham. It's Wes Durham. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, getting ready for the Bucks. Yikes! But yeah, Wes, I know that you know, one thing, offensive line. We knew we didn't make any moves as far as trying to make a trade, and later we found out that there's just guys they had high on their board were not released by other teams, so they didn't want to do something
right.
like that LaVitre move we made a couple of years back. But on the flip side, defense. Same argument. You know, our team is on the field. Those are the guys. I mean, what do you look at? I know that Coach Pease was trying to crank up some stuff, but once, you know, the team started doing three and outs on offense, the pressure was on the defense. They couldn't get off the field.
Yeah. No, I think that's the other part too. And, you know, it was interesting going back and looking through some of these numbers. You know, you saw a lot of Steven Means, you saw a lot of Aluakun and Deion Jones, and you know, we've got to find guys to make plays down in and down out, and those are the ones you're looking for. I was kind of thinking Tyler Davison, you know, Grady Jarrett, those type things. I thought Philly did a good job keeping Grady Jarrett at bay. You know, if you go to Brian Baldinger's Twitter feed, he shows you five or six plays that just make your head hurt,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the area where you've got to see Atlanta get to a faster start, but get it to an organized start. You know, A.J. Terrell, fine. Eric Harris, we talked about the one thing. Daron Harmon. I just don't know that Atlanta ever got to any defensive rhythm because – and Dave brought this up in the broadcast, and I'll echo it here. You were dealing with a lot of unscouted stuff. I don't think Philadelphia ran any of the stuff in the preseason that I know of that they ran, you know, in the ball game. They were running some advanced RPO spread stuff that I didn't see them show in the preseason. I didn't see anybody in Philadelphia write about it last week. But it's going to be interesting to see how Atlanta adjusts now to having what Tampa's put on tape and what Atlanta's put on tape too, guys. I mean, that's the other thing. I know that, you know, D-Led, I think, wrote about a combination of back today with Cordero Patterson and Mike Davis. I thought both did some good things, but we also didn't find any kind of offensive continuity on Sunday, too. And right now, that's as big a concern to me as where the defense is at this point.
Right. Well, Wes, let's talk about Matt and how hard or easy his job is moving forward. You know, he's a veteran. He's never going to throw guys under the bus. We've seen it, and he's been here. I mean, you know, he's done this before. We forget about 14, and, you know, you go back to those years where things weren't good, and Matt has lived through this. But one of the questions we've been talking about is, you know, when given the time, he was hitting guys. There were some drop balls, and there were some things that guys didn't help Matt's situation. No. I don't know if it changes the game, but as far as the quarterback position, you know, I was hoping that he would come out and kind of have one of those games where you go, all right, this offense is going to be rolling. But it's hard to do that when all those things are going wrong.
No question, Carl. I think that's the other part, too. You were putting so many new people together on Sunday. Right. And you're putting it together in a group where the bullets start flying. And I think that's one of the pieces that no matter whether you've been as successful as Matt Ryan has been and more than 200 starts or, you know, whether you've got somebody who's accomplished in a short time like Calvin Ridley. And then you're giving a bigger role to Mike Davis than he's ever had. And I'm not saying any one of those guys or Kyle Pitts who's playing for the first time. Right.
Right.
I mean, think about all the different variables that are coming together there. I mean, behind Matt Ryan, you're really looking at Jake Matthews in his eighth year as the most experienced guy on the offensive side of the ball. And that's something that I think we've been spoiled a little bit. You know, we've been spoiled with having older guys, guys who've been together a little bit longer. Those two guys have been together, you know, 8 years in Jake's career. Now you got to go figure out how all this other stuff fits. And believe it or not, I believe that you might be able to get a win or two here, but you're going to go through a lot of these pitfalls in some ways in bouncing through to understanding what everybody's capable of.
Right.
Do you think, I mean, I don't personally think they've got ideas for packages, but do they have, you know, production lines for these packages? I think that's going to be the interesting part for Matt to work through. His trust level with Calvin Ridley is probably entirely different than his trust level for Kyle Pitts at this point. I mean, just simply because he and Kyle Pitts had played one game, he and Calvin Ridley played three seasons together. So I think that's kind of where we have to understand the offense. And I'll go back to something, you know, we talked about probably in training camp. This offense is going to be played between an 8 and 15-yard box for the most part to at least get to some comfort level. The vertical stuff is going to be tougher to come by because of the timing it's going to take to get the ball down the field. And that's going to be new for a lot of us. That's new for me. That's new for anybody watching the game. It's new for fans. I think that's part of this that we didn't maybe think about right away either.
We had a good drive. We actually two good drives at Bogdan. I'm looking at the video I posted that Tommy Mott, our buddy Hot Take Tommy, posted. And Matt misses Russell Gage on a play that was there. He hit Freddie the Falcon. So, like, I expect a journeyman, you know, player to make mistakes. I expect a rookie to make mistakes. I just need a franchise quarterback. And, again, that's the pressure Matt's under, Wes. Franchise quarterback doesn't have a margin for error when you're surrounded by a team which is in transition the way we are.
Well, that's the other part, too. And that's the thing, like, where, you know, in the second half, we started to see Philadelphia start to tee off on a couple things, right?
Yep.
And that's the tough part for Ryan. I mean, that's the tough part. And he knows what it is. I mean, he's, like you guys have said, he's a pro. There's a reason he understands all that. But we got to get to a point where, you know, we're kind of acknowledging how all this is going to come together. And it's going to take some orientation. I think that, you know, you hopefully get a chance to knock some stuff down. But at the same time, we all know how valuable the red zone's been around here. That's something we've got to fix. And I'm sure that's some of the coachable stuff that's going into this week too. And, you know, I think the coaches go through as much of this as we do watching it, and they do playing it. And I think that's where the communication and the adaptability and the accountability that Coach Smith has put together since arriving here that's really going to be critical as this team moves forward.
Wes, let's shift gears. We know you do college football. Crazy weekend
I had that great game Mike's excited about, Carl, on Saturday night.
That was, by the way, I was texting. I thought you might be going to the airport. I didn't realize you were going to get a chance to sleep in and then get up or butt crack at dawn. I'm sorry. I would have bothered
you. That's okay, Mike. You know, Mike, if I have to do cell phone text therapy with you at 2 in the morning, I'm certainly willing to be part of that.
Hey, okay? Here's the thing real quick, Carl. If I may jump in, since this is the school I got kicked out of.
Carl, if I may jump in for my own therapy here.
No, it's just – and Carl and I talked about it at length. And, Wes, you're there. You called it. It's just – Norvell had some. He did some screwy things in the Notre Dame game, but then Notre Dame started getting fatigued in the second half, and Florida State came back and turned into what was a tremendous confidence builder for the Seminole fans, only to have the rug pulled out from under you and a loss like that. You basically your defensive posture was the only way you could lose that game, and that's what FSU did. And yet he defended it too, which made people go bananas.
Well, here's the thing: you cannot go through the second half. Florida State is too talented not to put people away, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you two plays to start with. And if you're a Florida State fan driving around Atlanta or here in the north part of Georgia, I'm sorry. Keyshawn Hilton's got to catch that ball from Mackenzie Milton on the first drive.
Right.
That ball's got to be caught, okay? That's a veteran quarterback and a veteran receiver. It's details like this. And I can counter that to the second half where look at all the penalties they had in the second half that either killed their own momentum or extended Jacksonville State's. And quite frankly, most of those penalties were unforced errors.
Yeah, they've always been an undisciplined team. That's the thing about Florida State, Western.
Yeah, but you were undisciplined with Andre Wadsworth and Shaytree Jones
right.
And Peter Warwick and Chris Winkie and Heisman Trophy winners. You weren't undisciplined with Devontae Love Taylor, who transferred in from Florida Atlantic. Or, you know, look, you got a defensive end who apparently wasn't going to play at Georgia, who's going to wreck the ACC in Jermaine Johnson. Mm-hmm. Keir Thomas played well. But here's the thing. Florida State has got to understand as a team that the details count.
Right.
And they got to stick to it. And I feel for Mike and his staff because, honestly, I think they've done a pretty good job, Bell. Given what they were dealt, I think they've done a pretty good job. Killing this guy off right here ain't going to help anybody in Tallahassee. So that kind of stuff needs to stop because you've already done that. Willie Taggart left town, okay?
Right.
You got to have patience. And I know they haven't had patience down there since, you know, what, the guy that coached from the press box, Bill Peterson or whatever that cat's
right.
name was in the 60s.
Right.
I mean,
it just,
Daryl
it just
Boudreau,
was,
one of
it
those.
Just, I'm sorry, Carl. I know Carl's got questions. I apologize. Was just so fundamentally flawed. That's the thing, Wes. It just looked like when you're freezing your own kicker in the Notre Dame game, when you're calling, you're going forward from inside your own 35, when you're doing the things again, when you don't have the situational awareness of that everybody, a Pop Warner coach knows what your defensive posture is. You know, you got William Floyd on the radio call going, what the are they doing? You know what I mean? So it's just, to me, you're getting nightmares about Taggart. Don't worry, Wes, he's not going anywhere. Florida State can't afford to buy him out.
I was getting ready to say, I mean, you know, there's some schools that have got the buyout money in their couch cushions. Y'all aren't one of them.
No.
I mean, you know, the idea here is this is and I told some Florida State people this Monday of last week or Monday of this week, there's going to have to be some long game applied to this. He's a pretty good football coach who's got a nice staff, but I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to have to have a couple of wisdom teeth pulled on this one, okay? I mean, that's the real basics of this. And here's the other thing, too. I hope you can get it together for Saturday because I'll give you one category. Wake Forest is the least penalized team in the ACC in the last 5 years playing Florida State, who, as you said, is one of the most penalized teams. If it comes down to just that Saturday, you're not going to win that game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.